With Hello, internet!
Live with no weird.
I know.
It's weird to not have weird.
Tonight, the part weird. Of Weird Beard will be yeah. played by Brita.
No. No. Brita Quick. Cannot do that.
Tell us about your hog, Brita.
I really can't. He's like, no. I can't. I cannot replicate the weird.
Well, if he shows up, y'all let me know.
Why are you? I thought you were in charge of that.
I'll let you know if he's on Facebook.
Well, I don't pay attention to the Skype too much. So anyway.
Anyway, hi.
Yeah.
Nerds.
It's a show.
Not the atomic nerds, just nerds in general.
Yep. I noticed Obama made his speech and gave away the country today.
Oh, did he do the speech?
Yes.
I haven't been paying attention because I just figure, you know.
Yeah, I haven't. All I know is that he did it. I don't know. Apparently the networks refused to carry it, which I thought was hilarious.
Well, no, they're still covering for him.
Well, no, they didn't want to interrupt their schedule. This is like sweeps week and they got primetime, you know, shows on that are all like big ticket shows. So they didn't want to. They didn't want to give him 15 minutes to interrupt their stuff.
I still think they're just covering. They're going right ahead.
Oh, Weird's in the chat.
Oh, is he?
He I just showed so. Up.
Yay. Phew. Yay.
About dang time.
We were concerned.
We need to dock his pay for being late.
Oh, he was making himself a cocktail. Oh, that's understandable.
Slackers.
Yeah.
I was not going to shake my Manhattan just so I could be in my chair in time.
Please, well, please tell me shake your Manhattan is a euphemism.
Oh.
That's for after the show.
Not during?
I got to get to sleep somehow.
And on that note.
That was good timing, Alan.
It is Thursday, November 20th, 2014. This is episode, what is this? 129.
1,464.
129.
1,000,000.
We put up with you guys for that long.
I know, it's crazy.
It's like over 2 years to put up with us.
I know. Well, and this show plus Vicious Circle.
What
plus,
is that in squirrel years?
About a zillion.
Yeah, no kidding.
All right, I've been cooking this one up all day. Hey, Jay.
Yes, Weird.
What's the difference between Bill Cosby and Bill Clinton?
Oh, God. What's the difference between Bill Cosby and Bill Clinton?
Bill Cosby voted for Obama.
Oh, man.
Thank you, folks. I'll be here all week.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. Bill Clinton was the first black president.
Yes.
That's right. That's right.
He was.
Yeah. Yep. They're both black. Evidently, from what I've been hearing, they both are not so much of a fan of the old consensual sex.
Yeah. Funny that.
We don't know if Bill Cosby was biting anyone's lip, though.
That's true.
And he certainly didn't sell sensitive computer equipment to the Chinese.
Man, I actually heard that somebody
Joe Pudding maybe
came up to him in like a museum or something, and actually asked about the rape stuff. And his no comment answer was all I needed to hear.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're not guilty of rape, you say something other than no comment.
Well, no, it was, I can even see him saying no comment in the fact that either he's got tons of money, so maybe he'll do the old Kobe Bryant and throw some hush money at him.
Okay.
So don't go saying I didn't rape anybody when you're going to be giving him hush money or whatever the hell you want to do. But
right. He
did the no comment and then essentially went on and on about like the integrity of the reporter and let's, you know, even though even though I said no comment, can you please, you know, and this, you know, can you please keep this off the record and not release this and blah, blah, blah. It just, I mean, he went on and on and on, as opposed to just the, no, I'm not talking to reporters. No, I don't have any comment on the issue, and then move on. That you can interpret either way, and I'm perfectly comfortable with, you know, with going the, no, you just don't want to talk to the reporters, because I've known many a person who's talked to a reporter and later regretted it. But yeah, in this case, he was talking to the reporter about not talking to the reporter for a while.
Yeah, I kind of put reporters up there with cops. Same thing. Don't talk to cops. Mm-hmm. Don't talk to reporters.
Absolutely.
Reporters very rarely kill your dog.
But you will not win in a conversation with a reporter.
I'm going to say is, think about all the times when they go to the little old lady that shot the crack addict, you know, that was breaking into their house to steal their shit. And they go and get them to go dig the gun out and go and sweep everybody and just make them look like, you know, imbecile, even though they successfully defended their lives and no reporters were harmed in the making of this news segment. So just don't do it.
Yep. There's no benefit.
Yep. No, guys, don't worry. There's a police report. It's public record.
Yep. And I'm not going to tell you how I felt.
What?
Well, that's the question. Again? How did it feel to what it blah, 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 whatever they're asking you about?
Felt fucking awesome.
They always want to know how you felt about it. How do you feel that you shot down this honor student, break it into your house in cold blood?
Had a Rodney clear down to the end of the hall.
6 foot erection with a cheeseburger on the end.
I'm saying that next time.
What?
Oh, yes.
6 foot erection with a cheeseburger on the end.
Oh, girls can have erections, Frida.
Well, hey.
And if yours is a 6 foot one, well, I'd kind of like to see pictures.
Bigger
of that
than me.
Okay. Frida is almost a motion tall.
Can we take a few minutes before we dive into the meat of the topics and talk about some of the dumb fuckery that's gone on in the gun industry this week?
No.
Yes. Jay can't.
Jay,
talk about
you can
it.
Recuse yourself.
I'm just going to not
Jay,
say.
You do the anything. Chat. Don't say anything.
Because, seriously, Grip Zone?
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me? And then this, what is this curve,
the curve
thing
the
from Taurus?
Taurus curve? Taurus?
Clitoris.
And. You know, some of the pictures show the barrels like chopped off at the top.
What?
Yep.
I don't understand.
You know what?
It is.
I have to see the gun in person. I have to see it in person because I don't understand it from pictures.
Well, I gotta say, looking at the pictures, there's actually I've seen two separate guns that are both obviously prototypes and are both built completely differently, but of a similar idea. So one has the scalloped slide and the barrel scallops into the slide. So essentially, the top part of the barrel is probably a 16th of an inch shorter than the bottom part of the barrel. Which
hold on, I'm going to post a link.
Don't plan on hitting anything closer than 2 feet on that one.
In chat, okay. Can I can talk as somebody who has actually shot it.
Okay. Oh,
it's a pocket 380.
Okay.
There's a lot of hate going on. I won't comment. I will say I have shot it. It worked. It is what it is.
Okay.
There's a lot of.
There's a picture of you.
Yeah. I can't say anything else.
Yes.
But I can't say that.
When you pulled the trigger, it went bang and cycled.
Exactly.
Okay.
I'm going to say to start out on it as someone who, you know, as I'm drinking a Manhattan right now, I obviously also have a collection of hip flasks. And seeing that curved design, that was the first thing I thought of is, oh, it's a gun shaped like a hip flask. That's actually a cool idea.
Except they won't make them for left-handed people.
They probably will.
Allegedly, they're coming.
Is that the thought behind the design? The curve? Yes. So it goes with the curve of the body?
It's curved to better fit the curve of your body where you'd be carrying. That's the idea. That's how it was explained to us by Taurus.
Okay.
Now, did you try this out, Jay?
Yes.
Did they?
What's that?
You can no comment it. You could do the Bill Cosby approach, but
it's a small 380. I couldn't tell the difference between that and any other flat small 380 tucked in the waistband.
Yeah, that's...
Well, you know, I want to say that this actually might be a better carry gun for me because I carry an LCP, and because I'm so small and curvy, I still print when I carry. I will still print with an LCP because the straight part of the grip sticks out. So if the grip is curved and curves around my curves.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'd have to try it.
Looking at the picture of this, it doesn't.
I'm looking at the picture.
Yeah, it doesn't look like it curves all that much where it matters.
Are you saying I'm extra curvy, Alan?
No, I'm just looking at the gun.
Well, I'm looking at it too. I don't know. It might make a difference because just that little bit is basically where the grip sticks out on me.
I gotta say, anyone who has dropped a hip flask into their pocket will immediately be appreciative of why it's got that ever so slight curve to it.
Yeah, I'd have to try it out. I do not, however, like the whatever that is in the front.
It's a light and laser combination, courtesy of Laser Light.
No.
I'm more disturbed by the barrel crown than I am anything else.
Again, it did not cause any issues.
Huh.
The holes in the target were indeed round.
Yeah. Yes, they were not old. It was not keyholing. Accuracy was what you would expect from a hammer-fired...
Double action feet. Only.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I was making headshots on a target at 25 feet.
Oh.
Which, you know, that's pretty
what
impressive.
What is with the lanyard?
That's
in what is lieu that about?
Of, that's in lieu of a holster. There is that little part that covers the trigger. You see it does have the little clip.
Yeah.
So you use the clip to go into your waistband. The little plastic thing covers the trigger guard. The lanyard goes around your belt so that when you draw it, that part pops off.
Oh. Okay.
That's actually a really good design. That's like that's like the Raven concealment.
It's interesting. I'd much rather see, I don't know, a Dragon Leatherworks pocket holster for it.
Right.
Put my plug in for Dennis.
He'll make one. You know he will.
I'm not really like... You know, relying on a piece of paracord.
Yeah, that's kind of
you know
my,
that's what it looks like.
You know, it's
a piece of paracord.
It's a really cool idea until the paracord snaps rather than popping it off, and you're trying.
Paracord doesn't snap. It's military.
The knot comes loose, or
yeah,
whatever.
The knot. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, you wouldn't use the knot. You'd loop it through.
Whatever.
I don't know.
You go
to pull it and. Instead of the gun coming out of the holster, the gun comes out of your hand, and then it's kind of banging against your knee.
Weird.
I've got a little pocket knife that's actually got a sheath just like that. That's actually the reason why I bought it. And overall, it's a fixed blade knife, and I don't like fixed blade knives for you know everyday use. And but the sheath system works beautifully. So,
is this why you went to Miami?
It sure is.
Oh, okay. Well, I think it's interesting.
Up until Tuesday, I was legally obligated not to mention it. So.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad you can now, because it's interesting. But I think it's extra interesting that gun manufacturers are feeling like the market is open enough that they can experiment a little bit like this.
Well, and also, Brita, when you look at Taurus's website for it, they are like not even remotely saying this is a dude's gun.
Huh.
They're saying they're only using female models, and every every pronoun they're using is a female pronoun. It's
interesting.
It is targeted exclusively to women, despite the fact that it is not pink, purple, or has ponies on it.
Very interesting. I'd like to try it.
What was the trigger pull like?
I'd like to carry it.
It's very long. It's not terribly heavy. I think they say it's 7 pounds, but it's very long. You really have to want to pull it.
Jay.
I'm gonna
be very diplomatic. Would you say this trigger would compare to other Taurus double action?
Since I come from Massachusetts, where Taurus is not on the approved roster, I have very little frame of reference. I honestly have not shot another Taurus double action.
Hmm.
Okay.
I have only fired a Taurus revolver, which is a Smith & Wesson clone, so.
Would you say it compares to the Taurus Smith & Wesson revolver trigger pull?
No, it's different. Okay.
Translation.
Ruger LC9.
Horrible.
The Ruger LC9 that I tested years ago, it's similar to that.
I tested that one too.
Yep.
And that was not a bad trigger.
It's not horrific. It's, you know, it is what it is. It needs to be relatively heavy. It needs to be relatively long. It may very well get stuffed in a pocket.
Gunwriter terms, it is a serviceable trigger.
It's combat accurate. Does its part if I do mine.
Recoil is spirited but manageable.
Brisk but manageable.
Brisk. I like spirited.
I was not a big fan of the magazine release.
It's a Smith & Wesson Sigma clone.
It is. It's a Sigma. Yeah. I actually think I even said that in my little impression. Yeah, Sigma 380 style magazine release. Because
that was such a good idea.
Yeah.
So no quick mag changes on this one.
No. I mean, in all fairness, though, any gun that size isn't going to be a quick mag change. You know, the Smith & Wesson Bodyguard, it's not a rapid change. Ruger LCP is just so small, and your hands, you know, I mean, your hands around the magazine anyway. It's just, you have to live with that for the size of the
firearm. I'm having a hard time figuring out is that your hand holding the thing, or is it somebody else's?
That is my hand.
Okay. Yeah, can't you tell that it's black?
the broken pinky is the
so it is a fairly small
gun. It's light. It's only 10 ounces.
It looks like it'd fit in your pocket pretty easy.
Not my pocket.
No, not Breida's pocket.
All right. So Jay, have you shot the new XD9 Mark II or whatever the heck it's called?
Grip Zone.
The Grip Zone. I have not. Although I think we have one in house.
If you by chance get to talk to the Springfield Armory rep on that, ask if by chance the people at the injection molding part decided to look at the engineering notes and took them literally, because the grip zone reminds me of like when someone's doing a live radio spot and says state your name here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was it Joe Biden? Didn't somebody fairly recently do the state your name?
State your name.
Yeah.
I always hear Grip Zone in the Macho Man Randy Savage voice.
Yes.
Yeah. Grip Zone.
No. Since we're all Archer fans, it needs to be Danger Zone.
Yeah.
Of course.
Lana. Okay, so that was we can get on to our topics.
We have topics.
I just it was two very bizarre gun things that happened this week, and I'm still not convinced about the curve. I don't know. Well, I'll put it this: I'll give Taurus kudos for trying something different.
Yeah.
I gotta say, I think I had similar thoughts as Jay, which is, it's a really small gun, and so that's not as important. I'd be more interested to see, say, like a compact 9mm sized gun.
That's one of the things I noted was like, you know, boy, if they'd taken one of their single stack 9mm just a little bit bigger, the curve becomes a lot more important in a gun that's a little bit larger.
Yeah.
Except
if they're marketing to women.
That's a point. The other thing too is this might be the start.
Yeah.
If this catches on and folks like it and they can refine it, they may very well scale it up.
Yeah.
And put sights on it.
They can call it the Dolly line.
And this is a gun basically designed for concealed carry, correct?
Yes.
Which is kind of says something about our culture now because concealed carry is...
No, Brita, it's a compact 380. It's designed for large game hunting in Africa.
Well, yes, weird. Thank you.
I love you, Brita.
No, you don't.
Of course I do.
But I'm saying the curve is designed to go in a pocket or against the body. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's certainly a novel idea, and I'm glad to hear that it worked and that it's not, because of course the curvature to the magazine, you know, it doesn't seem like that big of a deal, since, you know, we've got all these double stack magazines where the rounds are curving anyway. They're just curving in two directions instead of just one.
The magazine's actually straight.
Oh, is it?
It is a straight magazine. The magazine, the floor plate is like off center. It's kind of odd looking, but it is an absolutely straight mag.
Huh.
So,
well that
sorry,
is
gay cynic. It's straight.
Oh, we'll be here all week, folks.
Tip your waitress.
All right, enough gun talk.
Yeah.
If you want to hear more gun talk, listen to me on Handgun Radio.
Oh, we lost Brita.
Uh-oh. I didn't do it.
Well, let's talk about global warming since my furnace is running in the background.
How many feet of snow fell in Buffalo? 100?
7.
It actually crushed the entire city.
It has killed 10 people so far.
Yeah.
That is this week. That is going to be in this week's gun deaths.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh God, yeah. No, I was when I was doing the plug for the show, I decided to grab a quick link on the snow in Buffalo and saw that 10 people were dead. And went, holy shit, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's. I guess I'm going to use that one twice.
Yeah, this is a big mess, and you know the global warming people are out there going, global warming means above average snowfall too,
yeah.
Because everybody associates warmer temperatures with more snow.
Well, I mean that's the big thing that gets me is this whole like, oh, it's not global warming, it's global climate change. Okay, yeah. So what's causing the global climate change? Well, it's the carbon dioxide. And the carbon dioxide is a greenhouse gas, which supposedly keeps infrared light from leaving the planet, and so therefore keeps the planet more warm. Why is it cold?
Yeah.
Well, it's warm in other places. What other places?
Don't know.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
Outer Mongolia. 42
out of 50 states reported colder than average temperatures this week.
We have a caller.
Oh, our caller?
Yes.
Is it Brita?
No, it's area code 508. Hello.
Hey, it's the Arctic Elf.
Arctic Elf. Speaking of the Arctic.
I know that, dude.
It's global warming.
Apparently, I picked a good topic to call in on.
Yes.
Also, it's fucking cold.
Is your nerd moment talking in an airplane?
What's that, Jay?
Is your nerd moment talking in an airplane hangar? Sorry, Arctic Elf. The audio is a little...
Echoing.
Interesting.
Yeah, now you're off speaker.
There we go. That's better.
Okay, you sounded like you were talking in an airplane hangar.
Yeah. Just because we're an internet radio show does not mean that normal radio show etiquette does not apply. Do not call on speakerphone.
Well, come on. I was listening to you while I was in the head, so what do you want?
We don't want to know what you were doing.
Please do not elaborate.
So anyway, about that global warming, how much global warming did you get at your house?
We did not actually get any solid global warming, except for the one jackass who forgot that when it's going to be 25 degrees overnight, you should turn your sprinklers off. A gorgeous half inch of ice covering all of their grass and all of the sidewalk. At 5 o'clock in the morning walking the dogs, I was unamused.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Right, we don't need pocket flamethrowers.
Yeah.
With a bayonet on them.
Well, of course. It has to have a bayonet.
So, so Arctic Elf, do you have a nerd gaffe?
A nerd gaffe?
Yes. Was there a nerdy moment that you...
And if you fish, that comment is so much more interesting.
Nerd gaffe?
Just run up with this big curved hook. Ow!
Well, yes, I have been tempted to take a baseball bat and bend a nail through the end of it to make it a gaff to use to haul the nerds back into the boat.
Yeah. Not what we were talking about.
Oh. No. No, I was actually calling to see if Brita was on the air tonight.
She was, but she went away.
Oh, okay. Well, I have a programming request.
Okay.
Can we make Brita cussing a lot at some random topic of her choosing a regular programming feature?
The Brita rant?
Well, no. The cussing princesses from a couple weeks ago, where Brita said "fuck," you know, probably 20 times in 5 minutes.
Well, she's Irish, so that's the only cuss word she knows.
Well, I mean, it works, but...
But she pronounces it fuck.
I thought it was feck.
Feck.
Fucking.
Yeah. So that's my programming request.
Well...
Here you go, Alan. I'm posting your nerd app. There. It's in chat.
Aww.
Oh. Okay, well, shit.
But where did the Brita go?
How did we lose Brita?
I didn't even say anything that untowards.
Yeah, it kind of was.
Well, weird it's you, so.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for calling, Arctic Elf.
All right, have a good one.
Thanks. I'm completely discombobulated now.
Yeah, let's dive right into the topic.
I had it. Well, okay. And then
Brita will come in and she will probably start cussing.
Well, maybe. Okay, so after 10 years, the Rosetta, what do they call that, spacecraft, landed a probe on a comet. And... If you don't know much about orbital dynamics, you don't know what a big deal this was. First off, the mission started 10 years ago, slingshotted around the sun like 3 times to build up speed to catch up with the comet. This is like the longest long distance shot in the history of ever.
Yeah.
And they rendezvoused with the comet, launched the probe hit, and you know, this poor guy that's been lambasted by the feminists. You know,
well, let me get more. Let's get a little live reaction here because I just learned this. The probe, because it had some malfunctions in its landing, uh-huh. did not land where they had planned it to land.
Right,
and they actually don't even know where it landed on the comet because it bounced around so many times because it was supposed to. Have like essentially grappling hooks drive into the surface of the comet,
right?
So
and they hold it there. Didn't fire or something.
They failed to fire. They don't know why and all that. Well, because of this, it's actually in the shadow of the comet. It's
right.
down in like a valley, and so the probe has stopped working. And I just found this out about probably about an hour before the show started, and I just found this out about an hour before the show started because nobody's fucking reporting that.
Right.
I found out, you know, within you know, a few minutes of the, you know, of the probe landing, that the probe had landed, because the news was all reporting that. But now that it's not working because of the malfunctions in the landing, no one's talking about that, because they're talking about what Alan was just about to say.
Which is funny, because, you know, I'm a geek, and I know geeks, and I'm sure that guy thought that was a really cool shirt. It was probably like his lucky shirt, his favorite shirt, whatever, you know.
I'll say right now, it was kind of, despite all of the poor taste, it is a cool shirt.
It is. And, you know, you're hanging out, you're in some, you know, control room somewhere with a bunch of other geeks, and you're wearing your cool shirt, and they go, "Hey, go talk to this reporter."
Yeah.
You know, and of course the reporter brings the, you know, the righteous indignation. And I kind of have two observations. One is, you know, when you're going to be on TV, it really helps to wear the expected uniform.
Yes, he needed a pocket protector in that shirt.
Well, he needed something, you know.
Well, I'm not sure that he knew he was going to be on TV.
That's what I think. I think that too. I'm not certain.
I don't know either way. I have not heard either way. If it was a planned press conference, I agree completely.
Yeah.
I think it was a blue shirt.
I suspect it was a spur of the moment thing. But
you wear a plain button down Oxford shirt.
Right.
Dunk.
Yeah.
That way it just doesn't turn into this.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy's had the crowning scientific achievement of his life stolen because of a shirt.
But on top of that, too, I mean, I just posted the picture of him in chat, and the dude's also covered with some pretty crazy tattoos and all that. So, I mean, I can't even wonder if he was wearing, like, a, you know, an Oxford button down or the tactical polo or any of these other, like, socially acceptable business casual type bullshit clothing that I fucking hate. You know, is someone going to zero in on whatever the hell those tattoos are? Because, you know, the dude's wearing that shirt, so he's definitely an interesting fellow, and I'd buy him a beer in a moment. You know, someone's going to suddenly find some politically incorrect tattoo on it. Let's face it, you know, this is doomed to begin with, because social justice warriors say, "I don't understand slingshot orbits, so fuck this guy."
Well, yep. It's like they don't even care.
No,
you know, they've accomplished one of the most amazing feats of orbital mechanics since we've been launching stuff, and they don't even understand how important that is. But let's talk about that fucking shirt.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I remember women don't go into the sciences.
Yeah.
Like, you know, ladies, if you're eschewing the STEM sciences because of a fucking shirt, you got to reevaluate your life.
Well, I want to put in a little personal life experience thing here. Is when I was training to be a fisheries observer, there was a female that came up, and one of the things she said was, "Oh, you know, what do I do if there's a nudie calendar hanging in the wheelhouse of the boat?" And the answer was, "You are a woman going into an all male, a nearly all male, you know, industry. If there's a nudie calendar hanging in the wheelhouse, get over it. If that's not something you can get over, there's the door."
If only that was the way things were.
Yeah, but this is what my former employee said, and you know what? And there was a whole bunch of women in the room, and not a single person had an ounce of problem with it, because hey, guess what? You're going to go live on a fishing boat for weeks at a time. Guess what? If there's a nudie calendar, that's absolutely the least of your concerns.
Yeah. If all you see is a nudie calendar, you're lucky.
Yeah. Yeah. No, this is an industry where, you know, sometimes you're going to have to use the bathroom, and there ain't no bathroom at all. There is a bucket and there's an open deck, and you got to figure out how to best do that.
Been there, done that.
Ugh. Hate bucket hoods.
Hang it over the side.
No, you don't. That's offshore. You do not hang it over the side because that's a good way to get yourself killed. Allegedly, something like half of all the bodies recovered by the Coast Guard had their fly undone. Not even a joke. Not even a joke. Dude's firing a piss over the rail, and a bad wave comes, and there they go.
Wow.
Yeah. No. You need
to lash yourself to the railing first.
Oh no! You piss right on the deck.
Well, I guess because it's going to get washed off.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to get washed off. And some people scratch their head at that when they first don't know. No, first up, there's a lot of water on the deck, but no, you just piss right on the deck.
Is that why they call it a poop deck? Yes, I'm 13 years old.
No, that's not
poop
why.
Deck.
Yeah, but no, poop. Yeah. Oh, it's even better. Is even in a boat that does have a head, marine heads suck. And so therefore it's actually considered rude for you to go into the head and just take a leak. Cause it's one of those, that's for taking a crap.
Yep.
That's for taking a crap. If you got to piss, you go out on deck and piss on the deck.
Don't
stink up the whole fucking boat just because you have to take a piss. And don't fucking, piss on the seat and all that because, it's a moving target.
Huh.
Yeah. But well, And first up, Alan, it's not like they don't care. They don't fucking care.
No, they don't give a shit at all.
They landed a goddamn robot on a fucking comet.
Yeah.
And it took them 10 years to do it, but... Nope, this guy has an unacceptable shirt.
Right. Made by a woman.
And let's face it. I mean, it's actually a fairly appropriate shirt because it's very like Flash Gordon inspired. It's got a very space opera look about it.
I hope she sells a buttload of those shirts.
Yeah. And also, let's face it. It's not that inappropriate. I mean, it's one of those.
It's not like they were naked.
It's not like they're naked. It's not like
they were Kim Kardashian showing their butt on a magazine cover.
Speaking of which, what is the big deal with this fucking shit? She made her way into fame by making a porno.
Yes.
People are going nuts about the fact that you can see a picture of her butt. I'm sorry, 10 years ago, you could see a picture of a penis going into that butt. And it's not a still picture. It is a moving picture. That butt's already there.
Yep. Hey, we have another caller.
Yay.
Area code 763. Hello.
Hey. This is Fast Richard.
Hey, Fast Richard. What's up?
Yeah. Well, I had a couple of comments on the... First off, the shirt thing. They used to, women used to be relegated to writing for the society page where they'd be sent off to cover some kind of party or whatever where they could obsess over what the people were wearing. So this reporterette went to cover a major scientific achievement and she obsessed over what they were wearing.
So you blame Jane Austen? If you don't, I will.
But hopefully that'll blow over and people will remember what they achieved on this comet, and maybe they'll even get the thing to wake up again.
They might.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, there's a good chance to it. I mean, that happened with the whatever that last Martian lander was that kept refusing to die despite the fact that being like ages over how long it was supposed to be.
And there's also the backlash. Yeah, I guess the pro shirt backlash against this reporter has been fairly. Widespread. It almost seems like the Gamergate thing, because that's you know, they tried to make a big deal out of the games, and all the gamers went, fuck you. We're playing games.
Yeah.
We don't give a shit about your stupid, you know.
Well, on top of that, we're playing games and you're not.
Yeah. And I you know, maybe this is a, you know, a corollary to that. People going, screw you. I like that shirt.
Well, yeah, look, shirt looks fine to me. It's probably not something I would wear, but, you know, it's certainly no stranger than a lot of things people wear.
I have several Hawaiian shirts that are every bit as gaudy as that. But, you know, hey.
Do they have tatas on them?
No, they don't.
Okay.
Apparently my shirts are demeaning to Harley Davidsons and guitars.
Yeah.
Do you play guitars, Jay?
One of mine has parrots.
A million years ago. So. I can play about 3 songs for about 10 seconds each now.
So, in other words, you're not nearly as good as Rob Allen's girl.
No. I she would, like, totally smoke me. I can do, like, the opening to Smoke on the Water and Tom Sawyer. And that's pretty much all that's left.
Hey,
can't do Stairway, Jay?
So fast, yeah. Richard, have you had a nerd gaff moment like that in your life?
Well, actually, I did think of something that should be called a nerd gaff. It's quite a while ago when my daughter was like a teenager. We were at a family gathering. My nephew was there, and I asked to see his fancy graphing calculator that all the high school kids had at the time. Kind of was poking around at it, and, you know, gave it back to him, and he realized that somehow or other I had erased all of the games that he was about to transfer to my daughter. I heard about that for at least the next 10 years.
Oops.
Yeah, kind of an oops. I never did figure out what I had done, but, you know, just looking around at the menu of the thing, and somehow I erased a bunch of stuff, apparently.
Well, that was pretty gaff-tastic. Hey, thanks for calling.
Yep. Bye.
So, the only thing I could think of, I've never, you know, been on national TV in a cool shirt that got lambasted, but, the only thing I could think of is when I was learning how to read, I was a late bloomer in reading, and I knew how to read, but I have mental problems, so I couldn't read out loud. So anyway, long story short, I read a lot of very advanced books at a very early age. And I was reading words that I'd never heard pronounced before. And so I figured out the word, and I, you know, learned what it was by context or whatever. And I never, so, you know, later on in school, as I got older, I would be using these words that people had no fucking idea what I was talking about because I wasn't pronouncing them correctly.
Yep. And you only read them, you've never heard them.
And I've never heard them, only read them. And they'd be like looking at me, and I'd be going like, what? And they mean, and they're like, you mean, you know, whatever? And I'd be like,
Can you think of an example?
Oh gosh.
I do know. I had a very, very nerdy friend in high school who frequently used the term etherial.
Oh, ether, yeah.
I accused someone of using hyperbole.
I've done that. I did. That was the one I was really going to think of, was hyperbole. Done that. There's just, you know, and because I had dyslexia, I'd get the letters twisted around. So a lot of times my pronunciation was not even in the realm of what it should have been.
I think I've got a touch of dyslexia too. So when it came to like reading fantasy novels with all these like made up names,
can't do it.
I found that my brain does you get the email forward where essentially they've got the program that jumbles up all the letters but keeps the first and the last one the same. Well, that's how I would read, you know, whoever's, you know, fantasy name. And so because of that, I would have all of the consonants and the vowels mixed up.
Yep.
when I read them out. But the first and the last letter would be correct.
Yeah. And I'd give them like normal names. Like there'd be some long twisted up name, and in my mind that was Ralph, you know, or Benny, or you know, whatever, you know. It was Yay, brains.
Brains. Oh, sorry. You're being corrected again, Alan.
Am I?
It's lambast.
It's lambast.
Lambast?
Obased, yeah. That's lambast. How I say it. Yeah. I was wondering about that, but who gives a shit?
I always heard it as lambast.
Based like you based a turkey. Which we'll be doing for the first time ever.
Oh, yikes.
Should be interesting.
Hooray, turkeys.
Go turkeys. We have like the smallest turkey. It's like barely a chicken.
Remember, Istanbul was once Constantinople.
That's right. Why'd they change it? I can't say.
I guess they liked it better that way. It's no one's business but the Turks.
I guess we devolved into they might be giants.
Ah, that is some good ass music. My daughter loves them.
You know, they're doing a free, they're doing a thing where they're doing a releasing a song a week.
Oh, like Weird Al?
Yeah, they got some.
Or like they used to do back in the early 90s?
Yeah, that's what they're doing the thing.
With their dial a song?
Yes, it's very similar to dial a song, only it's on the internet. And it's like once a week there's a new song from They Might Be Giants.
Kind of cool.
Yeah.
And unlike most artists, they can do that.
Yeah, they can.
Meaning the songs will be good as opposed to being just like...
Shit.
My soup sucks. It's too cold.
Yeah. The end. Jonathan Colton did that too. He was really good at it. I guess you never heard of Jonathan.
So, Jay, what you've got...
Jonathan Colton, he's the All We Want to Do Is Eat Your Brains, isn't he?
Yeah, and Code Monkey and several other good songs. He did that like song a week thing. And released them for free.
So, Jay, what's your biggest nerd gaffe? Oh. You've got to have a good one. I mean, you've got a fucking master's degree, for Christ's sake.
You know, and the worst part is I had one that like, oh, that's a good one, and I cannot for the life of me remember it.
Yeah.
I'll tell you right now, it is not so much... as a moment gaffe, but a complete horrible lifestyle choice gaffe. And I will tell you right now, it's called Magic the Gathering.
Oh, God, no.
And now that I'm older and talk about people's lives, I hear about people that might have had a little trouble with the cocaine. And, yeah, Magic the Gathering probably cost me about the same amount of money. But... I don't have nearly as cool stories.
And was it nearly as socially accepted?
No. No.
And nobody ever got laid from having a big stack of Magic the Gathering cards.
Well, no.
No.
Almost. Almost once. Almost once.
Yeah. That didn't count.
Oh, God, did I blow a lot of fucking cash on that shit.
Hey, we got a caller. It's MDev.
MDev.
It is MDev.
Calling for the traffic helicopter.
Yeah.
I am not calling from a traffic helicopter.
Oh, is it a black helicopter then?
Just because last week, as soon as I get on the phone, one of my employees wrecked a vehicle, so I was like, oh, shit, got to go.
Oh, was that what it was?
Yeah, it's what I get for calling from work.
So. Jay, you have a mute button.
Don't.
So MDev, what's your nerd gaffe, and how do you feel about sexy about shirts?
You're talking about nerd addictions? Is that what you're talking about?
Eh. Stupid shit you did because you were a nerd and didn't know when it was stupid.
I will preface this by saying I went to a science and technology focused high school with a graduating class of 27. So I didn't stand a friggin' chance. I not only not only do I still have all of my Magic the Gathering cards, about a week or two ago, I actually had the discussion with one of my friends of, how long does Blizzard let those World of Warcraft accounts sit idle before they delete them off the servers? I didn't want to fire up my account again.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, I never played EverQuest or anything like that, but I played World of Warcraft pretty solid through college.
Well, Tam plays World of Warcraft, so it can't be that nerdy.
Oh, please. That's your standard?
You know,
Tam's cool on the internet.
Everything I need to know about Tam, everything that I learned about Tam, was from the very first blog post to her, because I was really late on the Tam train there. God, that sounded terrible. That's not what I meant. Anyway, I was late discovering Tam's blog, and the first blog post I read was like something to the effect of she didn't know how to shop for shoes because all she owned was black boots, and I was like, oh, I can read this blog.
Yep.
That was like
my daughter likes shoes. I have no idea how to help this. She's going to have to rely on the internet.
My wife has, I think she's up to 31 pairs of the Converse Chucks.
Good Lord.
Yeah, every color. She just got custom ones. Oh, yeah, it's pretty terrible. Plus all of the, you know, the regular girly shoes. But she has two shoe racks just for the Converse Chucks.
Well, at least they're cool.
Does she by chance mix and match them? That's evidently coming back into style. I've always been a fan of that.
No, she doesn't do that. Although,
can you encourage her for me?
I saw not too long ago that Jay bought a pair.
I did.
I have a couple of pairs.
You know, I guess if they're cool enough for Jay, they're cool enough for MDEF.
I have
again. That is a mighty, mighty low bar, my friend.
I have some red ones and I have some glow in the dark ones.
That's pretty
good. Did you wear those to work, Jay?
What's that?
Did that you wear those to work?
No tennis shoes.
All right, I see. See, I always pictured. There's a picture that is not having a dress code. Bad.
No, is that? Anyway. I missed it.
There is a dress code. It's actually slightly more than business casual.
Damn.
Well, wait a minute. The anti-gun blogs tell me that you're all just Neanderthal knuckle draggers.
That's because we are.
Well, yeah.
Oh.
We have to be well-dressed Neanderthal knuckle draggers.
Jay, do you wear that tactical tie that has all the pockets and stuff in it?
No, it's all Molly straps. I hang stuff off it.
Ooh.
It's got a hydration bladder.
It's 0.2 ounces.
I wonder if you can get away with a tactical tie.
I'm shocked that Blackhawk or 5'11 don't have one.
Someone made one. It was on Every Day No Days Off a while ago. Somebody made a tactical tie. It's got pockets and stuff in it. It's made from like ballistic nylon. And
does it have a pocket for a plate carrier?
like a bulletproof
eye. Now I have a mission. I have to go find that for my next management interview.
MDEV has a mission. All right. Thanks for calling, MDEV. We got more callers.
All right. Have a good week. Talk to you next week.
We have more callers.
And only 5 minutes left.
I know. This is area code 843. Hello.
Hey, this is Ben. How you doing?
Hey, Ben.
I guess my nerdiest thing is this is in the days. There was internet, but it was dial-up. But we had some friends who stayed in the apartment complex, and one of them stayed one apartment above the other. And so naturally being geeks, they took them a nice little drill, drilled a hole through the floor, and wired both apartments up through networking. And we used to go over there about once a month, and this is in days of CRTs. We haul our computers and monitors and everything and set them up and have a big LAN party amongst two apartments.
That sounds pretty awesome.
It doesn't sound like a gaffe. That sounds like, yeah, that sounds cool.
And this was in the days of Duke Nukem 3D and Quake. The first Quake came out. And
Wolfenstein.
Well, this was after Wolfenstein. But yeah, it's you know, it was nice, but you know, you got some weird looks going in and out of apartment with, after about the third or fourth person carried a computer and monitor in. You know.
Yeah, that was pre notebook days. You had to, you wanted a computer, you had to lug it in.
Yeah. I was also at my high school, I was probably the geek. You know, I was the guy sitting on the bleachers reading the Hardy Boys book. The only reason I didn't play D&D is because I couldn't find anybody else to play with.
Oh, man.
Oh, God, that's sad.
That is sad.
That actually reminds me.
Well, you got to understand, this is a small southern town. So, you know, wasn't many D&D players around here.
Well, that's why you got to recruit them.
But yeah.
So were you saying in chat that you still have your magic cards?
Yes.
Oh, see, a friend of mine in high school told me he was selling his, and I said, you know what? I don't have any access to any of that stuff. So you know what I'm going to do? I'll give you my cards. You sell yours and you sell mine, and I'll give you a sales fee on top of that. To make it worth your while, because I know I'm putting you up, and that way I can get some of this money that I just threw out the window, you know, back. And that was the last I talked to.
Also, have a full set of the Star Trek cards. You remember that one?
I remember that one. I never played it. I only played Magic.
I didn't ever play it, but I did buy enough to get a set. Wow. The only reason I haven't sold them is just I didn't figure that they haven't been. I don't think I've got any worth the effort of me making the effort of selling them.
I bet you if you put them on eBay, somebody would buy them.
Well, I know with the magic cards, they've crashed and burned in value. So back when I was selling them, it was worth quite a bit of money, but now it's not worth shit. So, ugh. But I still have one. I saved it just because I loved it too much to let it go. I saved one of my alpha forces of nature, and that's all I've got.
Yeah, see, I got in it after alphas.
Well after alphas. I went and spent way too much fucking money on those too. Oh, God,
Did you see the thing where the guy opened up a box? He was doing like a pack a week of alphas and opened up a pack and had a mox in it.
Oh,
oh, I don't know what you're talking about.
Thank God, Alan. I thought it was the only one.
Well, this might be my newest geek moment.
Yeah, it might be.
So just Alan, just substitute. He opened a package and inside was an 8-ball.
Oh, okay.
iPhone 6.
Hey,
Alan would get it.
We got more callers. Thanks for calling.
And it was an eight ball, that China white that they don't make anymore.
Oh no.
They don't make anymore.
This is area code 915 from El Paso. Hello.
Hello, hello.
Good evening.
Are these the people to whom I am speaking?
Yes, they are. And who might you be?
Is this our caller?
As stimulating as bits of pasteboard and computer games from the Abacus era are,
oh, shit.
I don't even care who this is anymore. You just won the internet.
Well, I'll have to collect it when I download this to listen to it later. I was actually just listening to last week's episode and looked at the clock and realized, ah, crap, I got 5 minutes left if I want to get a question in before they go off the air. Going back to last week's wondering, Alan, constitutional carry, open carry in Texas, what are your thoughts on how the developments are going now? Yeah, I know. I had to come up with something funny because I had a serious question.
Well, I am not following this probably as well as I should. There have been, last time I looked, there's been 3 bills filed that would allow some form of open carry. One is a straight up constitutional carry bill for concealed and open carry. One is open carry with a license. Basically, it's your concealed handgun license becomes a carry license, and you can carry open or concealed however you want. And there's another one that's some weird weird combination of open carry with a license and concealed carry with a license, but there's a difference. I'm not sure what it is. There have been a couple of other dribs and drabs bills. One was introduced to lower the age to buy a handgun to 18, which is odd because in Texas it is already 18 for state law. But an FFL you still have to be 21 to buy one from an FFL, and that's a federal law. And I don't think a state is going to have much success overriding that. I can't see.
I'll give you a hint. They're not going to have any success.
Yeah, I can't see an FFL going, yeah, okay, I'll sell you that pistol for when you're 18, because they'd lose their license.
Yeah, because then the feebs will come in.
Exactly. So I don't know. I don't know what that bill's intended to accomplish. Keep in mind, these are all pre-files. There's no – Texas legislature has not met and will not meet until next year. So
I've been keeping my ear open. I'm the El Paso area code notwithstanding, I've actually been a displaced Texan for the last 7 years now.
Ah.
Just easier to keep the cell phone number.
Okay.
But I've been maintaining my membership on the I heard you years ago on some previous podcast railing against Charles Cotton's forum, but I've been keeping my eyes, my ears open on that.
Oh.
And for all of the, it's an interesting tone on there when it comes to this, because it seems like everybody wants, constitutional carry, but everybody seems like they're almost a little bit afraid to come out and say it. Even Cotton himself, simply because of some of the aspects that you were railing and ranting on about last week, this might destroy the industry, but also with regards to how is this going to affect like 30-06 postings and people being afraid that, well, if you do away with 30-06, are they just going to introduce, any sign like a gun buster, and it's going to make everybody put signs up? The usual bourgeois about, well, this is just going to raise the issue at everybody's forefront, and we're going to be shut out of so many places.
Go ahead. Sorry.
I've tried commenting a couple times on there about, out here in my new adopted home state of New Mexico, we have open carry, and nobody gives a damn. I mean, if you talk to certain legal beagles, you're not supposed to openly carry your firearm into any place that sells alcohol for on- or off-premises consumption. But people walk into Walmart all the time, packing heat for all the world to see, and they just stay out of the booze aisle. And the cops seem to be just fine with that. So it seems to me that the open carry movement, those nuts walking around in the Starbucks and such with the ARs and AKs notwithstanding, the open carry movement is its own worst enemy here, because they're dreaming up boogeymen to fight and then losing the fight to their own boogeymen. And my concern is that I don't want them to unload their open carry into their own feet. That seems to be the only real,
the last
to wade through here.
Yeah, the thing that's interesting about open carry is it's new to Texas, because Texas hasn't had open carry basically since the Reconstruction.
all the Republicans' fault, of course, right? Yeah, those darn dirty carpet baggers. Yeah.
But, you know, it's not like, what is it, 47 some odd states allow open carry of some form? And,
yeah.
You know, I remember back when Florida was like the first state to really do a shall issue concealed carry.
87.
Yeah. And it was like, you know, there's going to be blood in the streets. It was, you know, it's like this, you know, this is, and that was new. And you could, you know, you could make a lot of hay making that argument in Florida because nobody really knew what would happen. Because while there were some states that did allow concealed carry licenses, they were, you know, it wasn't common and nobody really did it. And then you got, you know, Florida, one of the most populous states, allowing it. And, you know, but this is different. This is the issue of open carry, which is already completely legal in the overwhelmingly vast majority of states. It's
correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't it technically legal in Weird's adopted home state and Jay's former home state? Technically legal?
It is 100. Open carry is 100% legal in Massachusetts if you have a carry permit.
Yep.
The problem is that your carry permit is may issue, so therefore they'll take it away from you for open carry.
Because you're not
bad judgment,
right? Exactly.
My wife hails from that state,
because let's face it, I live in Massachusetts, but I'm from fucking Maine, and Maine it is 100% legal to open carry, and there's no problem.
Yeah.
Well, you're kind of a little bit in the same situation I am, because I still call myself a Texan, even though I haven't lived there the better part of a decade.
You're a Texan. If you're holding on, I've still got the 207 area code on my cell phone. If you still got the El Paso area code, you live in El Paso. You just are in New Mexico because of other reasons.
I think the bottom.
Well,
line...
I wasn't even born in El Paso.
It doesn't matter. That is your home state.
Howard County, Texas, out there in the great metropolis of Big Spring.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah, we. My
folks hick.
Left. I'm sorry.
I said you are a hick.
Hey, you know, I can talk like I'm from El Paso too. You know, man.
I know.
But yeah, because I grew up there. My folks moved when the oil bust hit, and what was it, 86?
Yep.
And I have no memories of Big Spring except a little dot on the map driving through on the way on I-20. Yeah. But. I've been around the state long enough to, you know, if not, I want to talk like I'm from, you know, someplace else in Texas. So I can kind of sort of try it. It turns into a muddle after a while, but.
Well, we're way over time. So I think the bottom line is Texas, this legislative session will get open carry of some sort, whether it's licensed or constitutional. I really don't know yet. There's a lot of people supporting constitutional carry, including the governor elect. So.
I was watching that. I was watching y'all's gubernatorial election and thinking, damn it, why can't we have a Greg Abbott here in New Mexico? We've got a daggum idiot with an R next to her name as a governor here.
Yeah, there's a lot of those.
But, parting shot, and I know there's not going to be any answers on this, but something for everybody to keep in mind as they're deciding which version of open carry to pass in Texas. I know one of them is going to pass. There's no way Strauss is going to be able to keep this off the governor's desk now. But something to keep in mind is, for those of us that are displaced Texans but still have kith and kin back home, try to go for something that's going to make reciprocity easy or unnecessary. I'm rooting for constitutional carry myself, but... I'd like my New Mexico CHL to be still good in Texas, even if I accidentally, you know, uncover per se, screw it all, and I'm going to cross the border with, you know, my 14 and a half inch 44 Magnum hog leg or whatever. I'll have to get one of those.
Jay probably has one. But, Jay likes revolvers with rifle length barrels.
Almost rifle.
Well, I could go the other way, and so that nobody assumes I'm compensating for anything. You know, carry my snub nose. Maybe it's a 454, but it's still a snubby. So,
Ooh,
I want one of those so bad.
Oh, weird. If you can get hold of one of those Alaskans, my wife refuses to shoot it. It is one of the few guns I have that she will not shoot. She picked it up, looked at me again, said, "This thing is stupid," and handed it back to me. I love that gun.
I'll say right now, I've shot a Ruger Alaskan. They're Massachusetts legal. They exist in this state. They just show up in the gun shop and they disappear. The only times I've ever seen them is when I don't have the funds to buy one. And I've shot one, and I gotta say, it is considerably more pleasant to shoot than Jay Snubby from Hell.
Oh, I have a Jay's, the Snubby from Hell's weakling little brother, a 4.42, and I will shoot my hand loads all day long before I put a single box of regular 38s through that frickin' little thing. It hurts.
Yes. Yes, it does.
Though, right. Surprisingly, my LCR 357, I expected it to be a cheaper version of Jay's Snubby from Hell. It's a goddamn easy gun to shoot. I can shoot. I put 100 rounds through that of my own hand load 357s through it. And, yeah. I woke up the next morning expecting to have the claw, and I did not have the claw.
The claw.
Your hand didn't swell up the size of a catcher's mitt, huh?
Well, I've never had it swell up, but I have had it so that the fingers weren't working.
All right, then. Hey, we're out of time. We're way over. So,
and before we go, I'd like to end, since we were talking about El Paso, I'd like to end on a quote by the Reverend Horton Heat. There are no Saguaros in Texas.
No, there are not. In fact, you might find a couple of Saguaros in neighboring New Mexico in the city of Las Cruces. However, I personally do not know of any Saguaros in El Paso County, the furthest most county in Texas. The altitude is wrong. The climate is too wet for them, I think. And it gets too cold. They die.
Though I have some old El Paso tortillas in my up in my kitchen, and oddly enough, there's some Saguaros on the label.
Well, it's all marketing. But if you get a chance to, I don't know if you're into chili or not. If you can get a chance to find some Hatch brand green chili, comes from the Hatch Valley, New Mexico, Las Cruces, on over to Deming, on up into Hatch off I-25. Some of the best damn green chili out there. And you'll probably have to order it online because nobody up there sells it.
Okay, then. Thanks for calling.
Y'all have a good one. I'll be listening to myself, and whenever you upload this, so that I can download it.
Okay, bye.
All right.
All right, good night, Internet. And remember, don't shake your Manhattans.
Why?
If you shake them more than twice, you're playing with it.
Don't play with your Manhattan.
You don't want to shake anything that has just nothing but booze in it, because it'll make it all cloudy and it'll have a different mouthfeel.
That's what she said.
Oh, Lord.
All right. Okay, good night, Internet.
See y'all next week.
Good night.
Bye, everyone. Oh, good Lord.